Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. President Obama lied to the American people earlier this year during his State of the Union address when he said, quote, "Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction," unquote. It is not a claim, but a fact, that America's economy is in decline. In the president's address, he claimed that 14 million jobs had been added during his tenure. He deceptively omitted the fact that 10 million of these new jobs occurred simply because the American population grew, rather than because of rising prosperity. Adjusted for this factual omission, the president's jobs record is dismal. In fact, the only positive economic news is that because of rising inflation of the money supply and a massive expansion in debt, American stock indices give a misleading sign of prosperity. As a matter of fact, inflation of the money supply and going deeper into debt are both indicators of a poorly performing economy. Now, let's look at some facts. The Cass Freight Index measures both the quantities of goods shipped across America and the dollars spent to pay for freight services. These monthly reports are not seasonally adjusted to fudge the data. Instead, the index is derived from actual transactions. The latest Cass Freight Index report for April shows a decline in the quantity of goods shipped and in freight service costs for the 14th consecutive month compared to the same month a year earlier. The quantities of goods shipped were down more than 7% from 2 years ago, and the prices paid for shipments dropped more than 12%. When you have a rising population, even a flat economy should show increases in the volume of shipments. This decline in economic activity ultimately results from lower consumer demand, which is what happens when an economy is weak. The economic slowdown documented by the Cass Freight Index is confirmed internationally by the fall in the Baltic Dry Index. The Baltic Index from the end of 2014 to yesterday morning was down more than 72%. President Obama should not be lying to the American people when the facts easily expose his deception. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.